The battle is on to save an iconic Northern Ontario business. Gay Lee Foods has announced the immediate, permanent closure of Thornlow Cheese. Its store is located on Highway 11 north of Temiscaming Shores. This has come as a shock to the community, says John Van Thoff, MPP Temiscaming Cochrane in a Facebook post. Years ago, when Parmalat announced they were closing the plant, local dairy farmers supported by the greater community strongly encouraged the company to sell the plant and production quota to local interests. In the end, Gencor, a farmer cooperative, took the plant over. It was transformed from a single product plant to a producer of award-winning, much-loved cheeses and other dairy products, says Van Thoff. Gay Lee took over the plant in 2019. It is also a Canadian farmer-owned cooperative with members on more than 1,400 dairy farms across Ontario and Manitoba. I was supportive of the sale at the time because of Gay Lee's past commitment to local communities. As someone who was involved in the Parmalat transfer phase of the plant, as a former dairy farmer, and a Gay Lee shareholder, I am extremely disappointed. I have spoken to the CEO of the company and will speak to other stakeholders in the upcoming days to see what can be done. The MPP adds, we fought too long and too hard to save Thornlow Cheese to just wave and say goodbye. Thornlow targets independent grocers and farmers markets for its distribution strategy, and recently doubled its annual revenues to $14 million. Thornlow Cheese is a disruptor in competitive agri-food sector. Thornlow Cheese has been a respected local producer of cheese and cheese curds in northeastern Ontario for over 75 years. The business employs 35 people and is celebrated for its specialty cheeses, as well as for introducing the first butter and cheeses made with milk sourced from Dairy Farmers of Ontario Verified Grass-Fed Program. The company's website says, our customers call us Pride of the North.